As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect. But the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, we take the time to care, they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And welcome back to the one and only Rusty Satellite Show. This is your host, Rick Redding, ready to guide you through another 45 minutes so of radio excellence, I guess, a podcast excellence. This is, again, our 89th show, and we're going strong. We got a couple of great guests. You always meet the most interesting people in the Ville here on this show. This week, I have two guys named Tony. Tony Harris is the president of Thornton's Food Marts, and really interesting guy, really doing all the right things with Thornton's, a growing company based here in Louisville. And also, because it's basketball season, and you know, this weekend, today, if you're listening to this on Thursday, the 19th, you know that you're consumed with basketball if you're into basketball, because it's the second and third round games in the NCAA tournament. There's one right here in Louisville, and the guy who's guiding maybe you and maybe anybody else in this market through the tournament is Tony Vannetti. And Tony's going to talk about how he transitioned from the world of a rock and roll DJ at a time when DJs are is a much rarer job title than it used to be. So Tony transitioned into sports, and now he's a part of the Afternoon Underdogs on I think it's 790 WRK KRD 790 KRD, and boy, they had a big event on Monday over at Mall St. Matthews. I went over there and checked out a lot of celebrities over there. They did an all-day marathon of talking about basketball. And basically, they asked anybody who's anybody in this market who was going to win the tournament, I guess, or who their picks are. I mean, asking people who their picks are. You filled out your brackets. You're doing all that. So everybody's out there filling out brackets. I tell you who I saw. I saw Denny Crum and Jerry Jones, his old assistant coach, was there. The morning team, I got a chance to speak with John Bowl from Wave TV. He was there with Christy Dutton, Lauren Jones. They were on the air on the show. Just a number of media types, media celebrities, and folks that have been involved in basketball. Some players that played in the tournament in the past. I know Winston Bennett was out there, a number of U of L players. So that's what it's all about this week. It's basketball. So I'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But first up, I want to get to Tony Harris. He is the president of Thornton's. And Thornton's, if you've been to one of their new stores lately, they are they are kicking. I really like it. They're coming up with new products, some healthy products inside the stores. And of course, they've got this rapid rewards program for that gives you rewards for going there a lot. And that's pretty cool. That's something that Tony had a hand in getting started. But more importantly, I think Thornton's gives back to the community. There's a big project over at the University of Louisville that Tony and the gang at Thornton's are spearheading. So it's all good things there. I thought you'd like to hear from the man at the top of the ladder over there at Thornton's. And so here's my interview with Tony Harris. And I'm happy to be at the big giant headquarters of Thornton's with President Tony Harris. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here, Rick.
Tony, so I got some pretty questions that I get from people who ask me about Thornton's, and the main one, of course, is why do gas prices always go up?
Well, it's a very competitive marketplace out there. We prefer the price to always go down. Economically, in fact, that's what's best for our business.
Right.
People buy more, they buy more inside. But, you know, it's the most volatile commodity in the world, and we can't control that open market. And we're just a retailer passing along. But we try to do our best to bring value to the customer every day.
Well, we're all, our citizens, we're always looking for somebody to blame when prices go up, right?
And, that's right.
And, so I got the president of Thornton, so I thought I'd ask. Thornton, I mean, let's talk a little bit about your career. I saw as I walked in on the board, it's your 21st anniversary with the company, but you've only been president since last fall, right?
That's right, last October, yeah. So born and raised in Louisville in the South End and went to college at Western Kentucky University.
Yay, go Toppers.
Came back to Louisville and had two job offers in the same day, Thornton's being one of those, and just at that time, and it's still true today, loved the people that I met with here. The culture was fantastic. It's a family-owned business. Today, it's as well owned 25% by the employees of the company. So we have an ESOP that's in place. Just a wonderful place to work. And Mr. Thornton, Matt, the whole Thornton family, just great people. And so I've been real fortunate to have been here 21 years, lots of different roles, and I just love what I do.
Yeah, I wonder how many people, take their first job out of college and number one, stay at the same place for two decades and then become president of the company. It's pretty a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think it might be more unusual today than it was historically. Mm-hmm. But I think the secret is finding a place that you truly enjoy working, the people, the business, in our case, the customers that we serve. It's been fun. It doesn't feel like work. And so I love it here.
Now, it's my impression that Thornton's has grown a lot since I've been around paying attention. Give me an idea how big this operation is.
Yeah, so we have 180 stores in six states, based here in Louisville, mostly in the Midwest, so Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Tennessee, and then we're also recently in Florida, so we have some stores in the Tampa, Clearwater area, and intend to build that market out in the future. And then, we don't really measure our business from a revenue perspective because again, as you alluded to in the beginning, gas prices fluctuate so much that the revenue number can really be deceiving if you're selling $2 gas versus $4 gas. And again, that's dictated by the marketplace. But, roughly we're about a $3 billion company when it comes to revenue.
Wow. Okay. The stores, let's talk a little bit about I guess in the last year, you can correct me if I'm wrong, there's been a whole... Every store I know is closed down for a couple of weeks and opened up, and it looks all different, right?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
So we're really trying to reposition our brand to the consumer. And convenience stores historically have been a lot of sameness. And so from a customer standpoint, we did a lot of research, and consumers told us that, really the key driver is just convenience, sheer convenience, location being a big part of that. But beyond that convenience stores really felt the same to them, that everybody's kind of doing the same things. And so as we thought about that and the competitive nature of our business, we said we have to figure out how to differentiate ourselves. A big part of that for us is about food and beverage growth. And so we've started to remodel our stores with a fresh food offer. We're making it in-store and really trying to help that person on the go fill more needs in one stop. And so we have great beverages, great food, and our intent is to remodel our entire chain to what we're calling refreshing convenience, and just something that is pleasantly different and a very appetizing environment for the guest. And so far, so good. We have 14 stores that have been remodeled and reopened, and all doing very well, and the consumer feedback has been very, very positive.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what a lot of listeners are familiar with, your rewards program just started last year. I have my little card in my pocket.
Thank you.
And and I'm wanting to know when I'm going to get more free stuff.
Well, you should have gotten something just this morning. We had check your email. So, Monday of this week, we did 5 cents off a gallon of gas for all of our cardholders. We do those days fairly frequently where we'll give somewhere between 5 and 10 cents off a gallon. As a VIP rewards member, one of the things you mentioned early is that gas prices go up. No one ever likes that. Unfortunately for us, it has to happen occasionally.
Uh-huh.
One of the things we've done for our VIP guests are you get a 24-hour price guarantee. So although the price has gone up, if you purchase within 24 hours, we send you a text to let you know it's going up. The pump will actually roll back to the lowest price in the last 24 hours. So on those days where you might see it go up 5 or 10 cents, the pump will actually roll back to that cheapest price. To be a VIP takes 25 visits, which... you know, if you're using us with any frequency at all, you'll get there really fast. And,
yeah.
And so
I
we have
I'm
a lot
right
of,
about there.
Yeah.
I hope
a lot of VIP members, and so just a lot of great benefits in the program. Lots of free stuff, lots of discounts, and so keep using that card.
Yeah, people like free. I'm sure your research it doesn't take any research to know you know what people really like is free, because you know if you sign up for the rewards card, I guess in the first
30 days?
First 30 days, you get like a free drink every time you go in, right?
And you get 10 cents off a gallon of gas for the first 30 days as well.
Yes. Yeah. So, I want to keep that going.
Do you, you'd like that forever, huh?
Maybe I'll get a new account. No, yeah. I won't do anything like that. I'm sure you get people to do that. But let's talk a little bit about, I know I was doing my research on Thorns. You do a lot of things in the community. I know especially I wanted to ask you about the project over at U of L, the academic center that's going up. And I think it's more than you just writing a check, right?
Well, yeah, we've been partnering with the University of Louisville for a long time in lots of different ways, and both athletically and academically. This one for us was sort of a nice mixture of both, and we couldn't be prouder of what the staff over there has done, President mm-hmm. Ramsey, and certainly the athletic staff and those accomplishments. But at the end of the day, it's really about the student part of student athlete and what is their future going to look like after sports, and regardless of when that is. And as a company here, we really do believe in just the leaders of the future giving back to the communities that we serve. And so in this case, we did a matching gift campaign with the university to allow them to leverage that with other corporations in the community. So we agreed to match up to $3 million. As well, we did something with our customers at the store so they can make donations. And then we partnered with the Cardinal Athletic Fund, sent all their members Thornton's Rewards cards, made them VIPs. We give them some special benefits centered around typically university things like Louisville wins the game, you might get a free drink if you're a CAF card holder. So, yeah, I mean, again, the company has been around for 43 years. Mr. Thornton, I think, understood from day one that it's all about serving the customers well, touching their passion points, and giving back to the communities that they live in. And the company, you'd be amazed. We don't really go out there and necessarily try and take credit for those things, because in most cases it truly is just a belief in giving back and from the heart. It's not a marketing effort. There are things like this, though, where we will put our name on the academic center. And more than anything, what I'm proud of personally is that, one, it's going to be at the Papa John's Stadium. Mr. Thornton is a huge football fan, and mm-hmm. to know that his name's going to be up there forever on that building, both tied to the football program, but more importantly tied to students, to me is just awesome. I mean, I love that we're able to do that in his honor, and it's going to.
Yeah,
be
and that building is. Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, is it just classrooms? As I understand it, it's attached to the stadium, correct?
It is. So, yeah, so it'll be on the south side of the stadium, I guess it is, just adjacent to sort of the green
where the card march
is. Exactly, where the card march is, yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be a structure that's built on the back side there. And my understanding today is that student athletes have to go maybe one place for tutoring, another place for a lab-type setting, maybe right. another place to get a meal, and then the various teams go to various facilities. And so what this is going to do is really bring all those together into a single building with the staff. And so a student athlete, to be efficient, can come to one place and really get all of the academic assistance that they need, as well okay. have a meal and that sort of thing. Interact with other athletes that are facing similar challenges of balancing, that athletic requirement along with the academic
sure.
requirement. And so really bringing them all together in a single building in anticipation of them getting
started. Okay. And when do you think it'll be? When's construction start?
I believe we're supposed to break ground. Well, we broke ground, kind of.
Okay.
We threw some dirt here recently. I think they're hoping somewhere near the end of 2016 that the building
okay.
will open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got to wrap up here, but I want to ask you again about a little bit about. I mean, it's hard for some folks to imagine, the president of a $3 billion company, what do you do all day? What's your life like?
Yeah, so I spend a lot of time with my team, really thinking about future strategy, existing performance, just how we're performing. And then as a team, we spend a lot of time out visiting with our store personnel and teams and watching the customer interact with them. And so just yesterday, 14 of us went to Lexington and spent the day and visited all of our stores there. We have 10 stores around Lexington. A lot of shaking hands, saying hello, is there anything we can do for you? Really just spending time with both our customer and our team that's right there on the front line serving the customer. So a big part of my time is spent visiting all of our stores and leaders that are out there in the field driving the train every day. So
there you go. Keeping everybody happy, I'm sure, is a big part of it. Well, I got to wrap it up here, Tony, but I really appreciate you being on the show. And, you know, any, like, perks that I could get, like free gas or if you could make my rewards card the gold ticket.
Sure.
That's what I really want.
you know, I got another meeting to get to, Rick. Sorry.
Yeah, I know you did. But anyway, thanks again, Tony. I appreciate learning a little bit about Thornton's and what you're doing in the community.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect. But the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, "We take the time to care," they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
And thank you again, Tony. I went over there to Thornton's headquarters. It's a maze over there in the off Lynn Station. And there's a lot going on. It's a very attractive building. Tony said they might be looking at a different facility in the near future. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, great to hear that Tony, you know, Tony and I are both, we're kind of disappointed with the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, who were not in the big dance this year. Didn't have quite the season they needed to have to get into the NCAA tournament. But I want to tell you, last week when the conference tournaments were going on, I had an opportunity I had a free lunch hour, and I went out to my favorite place, the Louie Louie's restaurant on Taylorsville Road in J-Town, the old Ferd Grassani's. It's now Louie Louie's authentic Detroit-style pizza. And I tell you, if you're not into that scene at the BW3s of the world and all the sports bars in the world of loud cheering and want to have a more peaceful meal and still watch the game, try lunch at Louie Louie's. I went there the other day. There's a handful of people in there. You get your choice. They had some great food there. There's some sort of clam linguine thing they had on the buffet, along with several different styles of authentic Detroit style pizza. And it was really great. So, as you know, there's always music there on Thursday nights and some Saturdays. So, recommend you check out my friends at Louie Louie's authentic Detroit style pizza. So let's get into the news of the week. And, you know, I know we're talking a lot about basketball. This is the time of year where a number of things, basketball-related news items comes out. You're going to hear a lot about how Louisville is the number one market in the country for television for watching NCAA basketball. It's sort of an amazing phenomenon. There's no market that's close. And my friend Glenn Haygood, who runs the show over there, WLKY, is very happy this time of year because the ratings on his station are through the roof, and more so than any other CBS affiliate in the country. If you're watching the games, you know, you got to learn where TBS is on your dial. There's a True TV station that has some games this weekend, and so these networks that maybe you never watch, now you have to watch. You have to find out where they are on your cable system or on your dish, whatever you have. So another piece of news came out was about how Louisville leads the nation in revenue generated for its basketball programs, and you're probably not surprised at that if you've ever checked out the prices for season tickets at the Yum Center and the donations that go with it and all that. Louisville, University of Louisville, is very successful at getting that money out of people in the market. I look at the prices of tickets sometimes and shake my head. I can't understand why people pay so much, but they do, and good for Louisville. It you know, certainly lead the nation. Some of the stories I read were talking about how we're so far ahead of Kentucky in that. I'll probably post that a link to that story on my website. That's LouisvilleKY.com. It's the pulse of the city. If you haven't seen it lately, go take a look. I've been posting a lot of interesting things about things going on in the city. And so I'd love to have you take a look and make it a regular stop on your tour around the internet. And that's LouisvilleKY.com. Some of the things I've been doing, I've been really busy. You know, the weather's changed, and I'm really happy about that. I got to play golf a couple times, and it's really great. It reminds me. I really saw the results. You know, a few weeks ago, I talked to you about how Lenny Mello over at the Pillar Sport and Performance Center at the Louisville Tennis Center had helped me with my flexibility. And now I got to put it in motion. And look, I'll tell you, it's hard in these conditions. The weather's not perfect for golf, and you don't get any roll on your ball. But boy, I feel better on the tee, and I feel like I've got more range of motion and all that. And I credit it all to Lenny. He's the guy that gets it done. So check him out over at the Louisville Tennis Center if you get a chance. Some other things going on around town. I tell you, the big news other than basketball this week is we're having a royal visit to Louisville. It's sort of an amazing thing. The Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall are going to be here on Friday for a whole. They've got a busy schedule while they're here. They're doing a bunch, and in part to go with that, there's a an art exhibit being unveiled in Louisville. It's called the Air Bear B-A-R-E exhibit. This happens on Thursday, 4th and Liberty. There's going to be an orange powder coated steel kiosk, touchscreen display, and it visualizes Louisville's air quality and shows how it changes throughout the day. Air quality, okay, that's a part of this art exhibit. It will show real time levels of particulate matter and carbon monoxide in the air, and there are 25 sensors placed around Louisville in the four neighborhoods in the metro area to see this. So it's going to be an interesting thing. I'm sure I'll post something about that soon. It is quite a thing to have the Royals in town. I know traffic is going to be busy downtown the next couple of days. I even saw that the city put out a guide for all these visitors. You know, some of the teams that are in town, you do know, even though Louisville's playing out west in Seattle, here in Louisville for these second and third round games, of course, Kentucky is here, and that's going to cause a lot of that's going to keep the crowds packed downtown. Louisville city government put out some information about parking availability and all that. The other teams around, some of the other teams here, there's eight teams in town and seven in addition to Kentucky. I know Cincinnati and Purdue are here. Iowa State, UCLA is in town. So at least Cincinnati and Purdue will probably bring a little bit of a fan base. I did check out the price of tickets because I was just curious about the price of tickets for the tournament at the Yum Center. And the first session, which does not involve Kentucky, you could get in and get a seat in the upper deck. This was like on Monday on StubHub for $10, $10 for ticket. But and those are seats up in the upper levels, a place that I wouldn't want to watch a game. On the other hand, in the second session where Kentucky is playing, that same level of seat was like $150. So some of the prices on tickets are sort of out of this world, but people pay it. They want to be a part of it. I tell you, if I had a choice of paying $150 for a ticket or going across the street and watching the game in a bar or even out to Louis and watching, I'd certainly do that. But that is why the tournament is so successful. They just sell the heck out of some tickets. But some of these early games you'll be seeing the next 2 days, there will be a lot of empty seats because there's eight teams at every site. And until the field thins out a little bit, they can't, you know, some of these teams don't travel well. They don't bring a lot of fans and all that. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what happens down at the Yum Center. It's been a big thing to attract an NCAA tournament to the city. And I'm sure that our hosts are doing everything they can to make it a big success. So you know, that's all great. So let's move on. And, you know, a couple other minor things, you know, if you check out, like if you're on Facebook all the time, like I am, you know, there's a bunch of things going on in town. It's some people that I talk to, like, why look at Facebook instead of a news organization or a news outlet. And like I found out this week that a couple of little stories that I think are pretty interesting. The Sam Swope auction is coming up. Sam Swope, the wealthy car dealer, passed away recently. He apparently collected a lot of stuff, and that stuff is going to be sold at auction. And some of the money, the good news is, some of the money is going to charity, so it's a good thing. So look that up if you want to get, like, I know he had a vintage motorcycle among the hundreds, probably thousand items that are going to be sold at auction from Sam Swope. So that's something to perk up and pay attention to here around town. Also, a building that you probably pass by a million times and think about, O'Malley's Corner. It used to be a hopping place in like the 80s and 90s. I knew Don Blackburn and Ward Plachet, the owners back then. It was a really hip happening place. I remember seeing like Delbert McClinton in there, who's you know, my favorite. And they've got a new ownership for that building. And you know, it seems like some business could make a go of it there. It's prime real estate. It's just south of the Yum Center. There's so much going on. The Omni Hotel that is supposed to be built is going up virtually across the street. I'll be surprised if you don't have a successful business in there. Hopefully it'll be some sort of entertainment venue or something like that. We'll have to wait and see. But O'Malley's is coming. There's also, I saw an Insider Louisville, there's a new owner for the building that used to house Taco Punk, which is right next to Gil Holland's Green Building down in Nulu. And there's just a lot going on. I guess it's spring in this is the time that things start happening. And people come out and they do their stuff. And it's fun. This is a fun place to be this time of year. And there's a lot of news, too. There's a lot of interesting things coming out in the news. Trying to keep up with it all on with my sites, loyalky.com, and here on the Rusty Satellite Show. If you got a guest or anybody you think I should be talking to, give me a call and let me know that I'm open to pitches, I guess. Because I have a long list of people I want to get on the show, and you know, sometimes it's just a matter of arranging schedules and making things work out right. Like this week, you know, I knew I sort of wanted to have a guest related to basketball, and I made some calls and some things didn't work out, but I was out of that thing Monday at the Mall St. Matthews. I saw Vanetti. I've been talking to Vanetti about getting on the show for a long time, so I said, hey, let's do it, and got him to take a break from his duties out there. I mean, he was out there like crack it on till late at night. I mean, it's a marathon over there. I can't believe that, you know, you can talk about basketball for that long, but they do, or they did. And I got Tony to take a break and talk to me about his radio career and the changes that are taking place in radio, and how he has managed to survive in this crazy career, with a crazy media career. He was really a rock and roll disc jockey, is how he started out in the business and made a decision to make a change in order to have some longevity and, you know, as he says in the interview, feed his family. So let's take a listen. Here's my interview with the afternoon underdog, Tony Vanetti. All right, today it's a big day for basketball. I'm here with Tony Vanetti, who is living and breathing it, right?
Well, Rick, I know that at your high school days, you were a big basketball player is what I hear, at least in the intramural leagues. Is that accurate or not?
Well, I played football, believe it or not.
Okay, football. That's what I meant, football. That's right. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
I appreciate you coming on the show. I always like to talk to interesting people around town, and I know this is a big week for you, but people that don't know the Tony Vanetti story, how did you get to this big job in radio?
Well, I got to tell you, I started 25 years ago with Otting Broadcasting. That's the folks that owned WQMF. I was hired by Diamond John Otting. Yes, one of the great characters of all time in radio. And if anybody's ever seen WKRP in Cincinnati, that's exactly what that outfit was, okay? You had the Herb Tarlicks. You had Big Guy, which, as a matter of fact, Diamond John's name was Big Guy at that time. And it was rock radio and all its raunchiness and greatness, okay? And I transitioned about 8 or 9 years ago to sports because the Rock Island started to get a little small, okay? Automation started taking a lot of my friends' jobs, and the iPods were starting to come out, and I sort of saw the writing on the wall of, you know, they can pretty much replace me at any given time. I thought I marketed my name well enough to stay in the business, but if I was going to make some real money and pay for two kids to go through Catholic school, we were going to have to look at the AM dial. And the AM dial is where I think a lot of folks have gone for political and sports. And I was more interested in sports than I was political.
You know, and it's crazy because you wonder what happens to disc jockeys. It's like a, you know, it's more than a dying breed. It's been dying off for a long time.
Oh, there's no question.
There aren't. I mean, it's like, are there any disc jockeys? There's a handful left, right?
Well, in the music side of things, there are a handful left because now you can just have a guy from Tampa do middays on, let's say, the Fox or some radio station in town, and all he's got to do is read the newspaper, internet, and kind of get up some things, and he's introducing Led Zeppelin. Okay, how tough is that? Again, I think there is some value to music DJs. I am still one. I still do a shift on 95.7 QMF. It's on middays, but it is it's definitely undervalued these days.
Yeah. So you're still a rock and roller.
I'm still a rock and roller during the day, but I'm trying to try to clean up the image a little bit with sports on the AM dial.
Well, that's a whole different. Let's talk about it now. You're on the Afternoon Underdogs.
Yes, sir.
Every day. That just is an amazing show, I think, in terms of its popularity.
It is. I did not realize how big it. I mean, I got to tell you, when I first got that and I got a contract, they did not put a bonus in for ratings. They looked at me and said, "Look, this isn't going to get ratings. You're gonna sell the lifestyle."
They said that same thing about the Rusty Satellite.
You know what? Great things. Like, how can it be a great story if it doesn't start out like that? But they said, "Look, we're not gonna give you a bonus on ratings on that station. We'll give you a bonus on QMF, but you're not gonna, because this show's never gonna get ratings. So we're not even gonna put a ratings bonus in your contract." I said, "Okay." 3 years later, Neft and I, my old partner Adam Neft, we got that thing up to where we were beating everyone in afternoons from a sports show. All right, so we really, it's an entertainment / sports show, guy show, and the ratings success has been a pleasant surprise, Rick, I got to tell you.
Well, I believe it. I don't know the ratings, but I believe it just based on when I listen, and you always have a lot of call-ins, right?
The callers are part of the personality of the show. We like to say, I get tired of your own voice. At some point, you want to hear somebody else sound crazy, but the point is for sports these days with the internet and Twitter and Facebook and everyone's online and Instagram and everyone's just connected and everyone can have an opinion while the show is going on. The dynamics of the show have changed, and you have to be willing, if you're going to be a sports show host, to be wrong all the time. If you are worried about being right every morning you wake up to prepare for your show, you're making a mistake. Okay, you're not going to do a good show, and really, you're not going to survive if you're worried about being right all the time.
Right, right. Well, and you guys delve into a lot of different sports, and so you have to sort of pay attention to everything that's going on.
Sure, but the dynamics for this market are simple. It's red v. blue, and that's it. It's basketball, a side of football, and then add in some recruiting news, okay? Yeah. Other than that, you can waste some time. I love baseball. I love the bats. I love U of L baseball. But in reality, what people want to talk about is the drama that surrounds UK and U of L basketball. And with Rick Pitino and John Calipari in this market, you've got to understand the rest of the country is jealous. The news guys, the radio guys, and the TV guys are so jealous that we have two newsmakers that can walk into a press conference and absolutely start trouble from nothing.
And when you do have trouble, I guess like the recent Chris Jones thing, that must just make it go crazy.
You know what? That's different than anything else. You brought that up, but that is different than any other story we cover. You story, you delve into Eric Bledsoe and grades. You delve into whether Shane Bohannon is smoking weed or not going to class or whatever he is doing. This was a whole new ball game, and that was just, I think it disturbed everybody, and it was sort of took everyone took a step back when that came out, and this obviously is going to, this is going to end up in the next couple of weeks, whether Chris Jones is going to go to trial for this thing or not. But everyone took a step back and said, this isn't the normal story that we cover.
Yeah, it is, because it's
difficult.
It's a criminal story.
It's difficult, and, but it's most, a nationwide story, too.
Yeah, most of your athletes aren't involved in criminal activity, you hope. But, on a brighter note, let's talk, we're saving it. You're out here how many hours today talking about one basketball tournament?
Mall St. Matthews, we started this about 4 or 5 years ago. I said, look, we have 1080. We got Matt Jones on 1080. We've got Lachlan on 84. I said the dogs are. We're just kicking a lot of butt here. Why don't we do a marathon show for 3 shows in a row, for 14 hours? We bring in panels of people like Coach Jones. We bring in the morning show from Wave 3. 32 comes over. All the television stations come over and give their opinion on what's going on. And it goes for 14 hours. And like Rick, you and I walking over, you said, "How do you find 14 hours of material? Easy. All right." Basketball, because this market is unique to the fact that you could be at a Thornton's, okay, and there's going to be an old lady scratching off a lottery ticket, and she's arguing with the lady behind the counter whether so and so is a 3 or so and so is a 4, and that's the dynamic. So it's not just a guy thing. This is where everyone is involved.
Yeah, that's right. So you must have you studied as much as anybody. You have any? What's it matter to you who wins or who loses?
Well, you know what? I grew up in this town, and I'm a Denny Crum guy. Like, when I was a kid, I looked down and I said, okay, what team do I want to follow? And I looked down the road, and I love Joby Hall to death these days. He's like everybody's grandpa. But I saw a banker. I saw a guy in a polyester suit with the vest, and he looked like somebody off Bewitched, like the boss off Bewitched. And I said, okay, I can't, that's not for me. And they were very vanilla. They were very vanilla the way they ran their offense. And then all of a sudden, here's the High Flyers dunking. If you're a kid in Louisville in 1977, seriously, and you're looking, you looked at Denny and went, that's what I want. Full court press, dunking the ball on their gym shorts. They had the dunking Cardinal. It's amazing.
Yeah, and if you're like, you're like, you get to say, I saw Daryl Griffith in high school.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And that, that was cool. That was sort of no matter what you say about basketball today, I think it was even cooler back then.
Well, no, it was because, look, let's look at Floyd Street. There are 3 buildings on Floyd Street in the 70s and 80s, okay? Tom Jurich has done a great job building it what it is now, but the growth was great for him at that time. Look, they won championships and Final Fours out of a leaky gym. Crawford Gym had no air conditioning, and it leaked when it rained. And that's when, and they won titles out of there with names like...
like local guys.
I mean, with local guys and then guys that only had 9 fingers, okay? This is a wonderful story to follow. And people don't realize famous isn't famous today. Like, famous, everyone is famous today. You have 5,000 celebrities today. In the 1970s and 80s, there were 6 famous people. There was Muhammad Ali, Colonel Sanders, and Denny Crum. Denny Crum was one of those famous people, okay? All right, and 3 of those people are from Louisville. All right, so at that time, it was kind of neat to be in this town.
Yeah, it really was. And growing up and seeing all that. Now, you cover, let's talk just briefly about high school basketball. You cover a lot of
stuff
going on in high school that I don't really pay attention to anymore. Is the interest equally as high?
No, the thing with Kentucky basketball is it's fallen off dramatically in the last 20 years. Indiana is the hub for high school basketball. You can go to a Tuesday night and there's 5,000 people in the stands in Indiana watching high school basketball. In Louisville, not so much. It's the parents and a couple of team members. Again, big games get packed. But in Kentucky, it's fallen off. That's why Kentucky hasn't won an IU or an Indiana-Kentucky All-Star game in 20 years, folks. So you got to read into it. But the same teams, Ballard's good. Trinity is new to the game. But Manuel's good. Central's always good.
Okay, so let's wrap it up here. The NCAA tournament. What's the question you're asking every one of these celebrities?
Well, can Kentucky be beat in the Kentucky Invitation, otherwise known as the NCAA tournament? They are 34-0 rolling into, depending on when you run this on your show, but they are undefeated. But they haven't played the toughest schedule down the stretch, so you don't know if they run into two or three good teams in a row, can they finish? My opinion is, yes, they can. That Kentucky is the prohibitive favorite, and good luck to everyone else.
Yeah.
And Arizona could be that guy. Notre Dame could be that guy. Wisconsin could be that guy. And sort of Louisville is sliding under the radar in the weakest end of the bracket. They could sneak into a Sweet 16 or Elite Eight.
Yeah, it seems like that's their best hope.
Right.
So anyway, Tony Vannetti, best of luck with your show. The underdogs are on every day, right?
Yes, sir. I've Monday through Friday. And again, pretty good show. I hope people listen.
That's the humblest thing you've said all day.
All
right. Thanks again, Tony.
You got it, Rick.
Thank you very much, Tony Vannetti, for taking a moment out of your time at the Mall of St. Matthews to talk to me on the Rusty Satellite Show. And again, thank you to all my guests. I'm up on the 89th show. Some hundred and close to 200 guests have been appeared on the Rusty Satellite Show. You can keep up with a lot of them. I post a lot of things that that former guests of the show do on the Rusty Satellite Show Facebook page. And we're also covering a lot of stuff on LouisvilleKY.com as well. So, Tony Vannetti, thank you. Tony Harris of Thornton's, really appreciate you coming on the show and talking to me. And Tony told me he'd heard the show before. And you know, there seems to be, based on the anecdotal evidence of people coming up and talking to me about the show, there seems to be a lot more folks listening and paying attention to the show. So, if you know anybody, tell your friends. Tell them how easy it is to just hit that little button or get it on your phone and listen to the podcast. It's a big thing. I've been listening to a lot of other podcasts as well. So it's a great thing. We have a podcast network here at Louisville.am in which you can check out some other shows. There are some basketball related shows on the show. And, you know, I was on The Improvisers with Chris Anger a few weeks back. If you want to catch that show, it was called Crashing the Satellite. And it was funny. It was a lot funnier than this show, I'll tell you that. But anyway, that'll do it for this edition of the Rusty Satellite Show. I want to thank Passport Health Plans and Louie Louie's Authentic Detroit Style Pizza for sponsoring this show, as well as, had mentioned, Heiser Health, who is helping me get in shape, basically. I'll tell you more about Heiser in another show. I'm waiting to get some results. I'm going to a nutrition class tomorrow to learn how to eat better. And there's a lot of good things that Heiser Health offers to its customers. And I'm anxious to tell you about that. So anyway, I'll let you get back. You're probably, you know, if you're waiting for a basketball game to start or something, listen to me with the sound down. Whatever you're doing, thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Show. I'll be back with more of the most interesting people in the Ville next week.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Rick E. Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.
Airplanes in the buildings, never time.